O believers, fear Allah and seek the means to be closer to Him and make jihad, the struggle, in His way so that you may be successful. As for those who are unbelievers, if they have everything that the earth contains or twice as much to offer as a ransom to redeem themselves from the punishment of the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted from them, and they shall have a painful punishment. They will desire to get out of the fire, but will not be able to do so, and they shall have an everlasting punishment. Male or female, whoever is guilty of theft, cut off the hand that was used in the theft of either of them as a punishment for their crime. This is exemplary punishment ordained by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and wise. But whoever repents after committing the crime and reforms his conduct, Allah will surely turn to him with forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Don't you know that Allah has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth? He may punish whom He pleases and forgive whom He pleases. Allah has power over everything. O Rasul, do not grieve for those who plunge headlong into unbelief, those who say with their tongues, "We believe," but have no faith in their hearts, and do not grieve for those Jews who listen to lies and spy for other people who had never come to you. They tamper with the words of Allah and take them out of their context and say, "If you are given such and such commandment, accept it. But if it is other than this, reject it. If Allah intends to put anyone to trial, you have no authority in the least to save him from Allah. Such people are those whose heart Allah does not desire to purify. They will have humiliation in this world and a grievous punishment in the hereafter. That is because they listen to falsehood and eat what is forbidden. Therefore, if they come to you with their cases, you may judge between them or refuse to do so. Even if you refuse, they will not be able to harm you at the least. But if you do act as a judge, judge between them with fairness, for Allah loves those who judge with fairness. But why do they come to you for judgment when they have the Torah, which contains Allah's commandments? Yet they turn back after that. In fact, they are not true believers.